You may be wondering about the illustration up on the wall. You cannot see it, but it is an elephant and a mouse looking out over the ocean. When I was picking the illustration for the wall, I showed that one to Leo, and he thought it worked. So if it doesn't work for you, blame him. No. If we think about it, I know the mouse looks like a cat, doesn't it? Yeah. When we think about it, both of those two had different expectations of what they were seeing out there in the water. One probably a little bit more afraid of what they might find, and the other one maybe not so much because of his size. But this morning I thought that we too might look at the expectations. The expectations we might put on ourselves, the expectations we put on others, the expectations we put on our church, and maybe even the expectations we put on God. Because if you think about it, as this crowd was coming to see John the Baptist, they were all coming with expectations. Because this was a ritual of repentance. So they were coming expecting to get in the water, get cleansed, and leave, and go on with life just as it was. And all was very good. I did that thing I'm supposed to do every year, and I can go home. But John was speaking a new message. John was getting into their business, is what he was doing. And maybe they didn't like it very much. And maybe we don't like it very much when God gets into the midst of our own business. When we think about our own personal expectations. How many of us have expectations we place on ourselves, not because God is asking it of us, but because maybe we have a tape in our head from one of our parents or a teacher or a sibling that has expectations that we can't quite meet, and we always feel like we fall short of the expectations that humans put on one another, and especially that humans put on themselves. I don't know how many of you grew up in a home where things were perfect. But grew up in a home maybe where they wanted things to be perfect. They wanted you to be perfect. They wanted the table to be perfect. They wanted the beds to be made perfectly. They wanted you to dress perfectly. They wanted you to get good grades. They did not want to scold you because you were perfect. I don't know if any of you grew up in that kind of a home, but I grew up in a home with very high expectations. And often those expectations play in my head so that I feel like I have failed because I don't meet the expectations of my parents whom I love and who are deceased. And then what I do when that happens, I don't know if any of you do this, so this might be personal confession day, but then it begins to spiral further and further down until it's down to, I can't do anything right. What good am I to the world? I don't know if any of you ever get there, but occasionally your pastor does. But the thing about God is when you get down there, when you get down to that very, very pit of darkness, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, there's this light that glows. There's this rhythm that beats, that reminds you that there at the bottom, Christ is with you. And for me, whenever I sing that song about repeat his sounding joy, and that rhythm of repeat his sounding joy, repeat his sounding joy, that's the rhythm within my heart. Within the deepest, darkest places that I go, because my expectations of who I should be as Carolyn Nancy Beers Roy, daughter, sister, wife, mother, pastor, friend, I never meet. God says to me, but I love you just where you are. Expectations can get us to places when they're human that are deep and dark. Three candles lit. This is the season of joy. This is the season of remembering, even in the darkness, there is light. Even in sorrow, there is joy. And even in fear, there is love. So when you find yourself listening to those tapes, there's a stop button on the tape player. And those of us who used to use cassette tapes, maybe hit the rewind enough so that it cracks and gets all caught up in the system, so that when you pull it out, the strings are coming with it and you can't play it ever again. But from personal expectations, we also move to those places of worldly expectations. What does the world require of me? And then we get into another place, don't we, where we begin to fight with the world because who we are and who the world wants us to be are not matching. Because who we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's the only expectation we have to meet, is the one that God gives us. So we, like the crowd, go to God, maybe through some prophet, maybe through some friend, and say, just like the crowd says to John the Baptist, what then should we do? Because we know we got to do something. We got to do something. If we are followers of Jesus Christ, we can't just sit and say, hi. Hi, Jesus. I'm here Sunday. I'm grateful that you are here with me too. We have to do something. And John is very clear to them. He reminds them of their Torah law. He says to the crowd, if you have two coats, share one. If you have food, food enough to feed yourself and others, feed someone who's hungry. And they would understand the rest of that Torah law. And if you know someone who's without a home, give them shelter. Or repair the one they have because it's in need. If you know someone who's sick or in prison, go visit them. They would remember their Torah law. What should we do? That is all that is required of us, is to follow the one who calls us to love the world as he loves it. Because this is a season where joy will be in short supply for many people. And maybe they need someone to repeat that sounding joy into their hearts too. And that can be through the gift of food, the gift of clothing, the gift of your presence when they're at home and all alone and surrounded only by four walls. What should we do? But then John goes on to talk about who is welcome into this place. Because it's not just the crowd. He designates the tax collectors. The tax collectors are coming and asking, what should we do? It means, brothers and sisters, that the kingdom of God is open to sinners. Because tax collectors were considered some of the biggest sinners in their day. The kingdom of God is open to anyone. Now, no talk about today's tax collectors. We got good people who are tax collectors. Beverly Newman was here, she would tell you, good people who are tax collectors. But we also have the people we would classify as the tax collectors of our day. They too are welcome. And they ask, well, what should we do? And he says to them, collect no more than is prescribed to you. Be honest and trustworthy. So even sinners are welcome in. And then the soldiers, okay, tax collectors all tended to be Jewish. Soldiers tended to be of another nation. The soldiers are asking, what should we do? The kingdom of God is open to everyone who is willing to come before the cross and repent of their sins and turn from their lifestyle and move into that which God has called them to move out of the world's expectations and only have God's expectations on their lives, to love God with their whole heart and love the world as God loved it. So what should we do? And he says, don't extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages. Now, for some of us, that just kind of grated against our nerves, didn't it? To be satisfied with our wages. But if you think about this world's economy, many of us, even though we see in our nation's understanding that we are barely making it, we are making it so much better than others across the seas or maybe just down in the other America. The kingdom of God is open to us all. But we, like those who came to see John the Baptist, have our expectations of what the Messiah should be. That's why they were questioning him. Are you the Messiah? Are you the Christ? Because they had an expectation of a man who would speak into their lives, who would break the chains of oppression, who would restore the kingdom of Israel, would put David on the throne, and all would be well, and that nasty country that was oppressing us would be gone. That was their expectation of the Christ. And he says to them, no, it's not me. I'm only baptizing you with water. And then this is the rough part. I thought this was a really rough passage for a Sunday of joy. But it goes on to say, the one who is coming will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. I love fire, by the way. I love fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he is going to separate us, the wheat from the chaff. And then, those of us who are doing the things that God has called us to do will go into heaven, and the chaff will go into unquenchable fire. What an expectation. But then, to think about it, we still didn't get it. Because we still want a Jesus who's going to save the world for us, not through us, but for us. Why hasn't he come again? Isn't that our question? Why hasn't he come again and wiped out cancer, wiped out Alzheimer's, wiped out terrorists, wiped out poverty? Why hasn't he come and fulfilled the promise that he gave us? We have our expectations of God. And Jesus' answer to us is, no one will know the time that I will come. But what I ask of you while we wait, and that is what Advent is the waiting. While we wait, you remember to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your will, and to love the world as I loved it. So, what are our expectations as this body of Christ? Are we meeting the expectations God has for us? Are we placing upon ourselves expectations that can't be met? Is your pastor placing expectations on you that you don't feel you can meet? Or do we have a vision of what we can do that God has given us so that we can go forward and feed the hungry, clothe the naked, house the homeless, visit the sick and in prison? We don't have to do them all. We don't have to do them all at once. But is there one place God is asking us to start? We don't have to raise our expectations to change the world this moment, right now. But maybe we can change ourselves a little bit at this moment if we let go of the expectations we have and allow God to give us the expectations God has. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.